Our mailbox is overflowing with your comments about our coverage of the war in Iraq. We'll get to some of those shortly, but first we want to take a couple of minutes to answer a question raised by many of you, including Julie Hendricks of Franklin, Tennessee.
Hendricks writes, I've been wondering, as I listen to the war coverage, what the difference is between a battalion, cavalry unit, brigade, squadron, etc. I imagine I'm not the only listener with very little knowledge of the military's subdivisions. Well, to help clear things up, we're joined now by retired Lieutenant General Thomas Rehm, one of our military consultants at NPR. Welcome once again.
Robert, good to be with you.
And General Rehm, let's answer Ms. Hendricks' question, starting from the smallest unit of the Army up to the largest. Squadron, is that about as small as it gets, or a platoon?
A squadron or a battalion is the base fighting organization within a division. Obviously, it's composed of smaller units, but the battalion is the base piece fighting unit in the division.
How many people in a battalion, perhaps?
In a tank battalion, you'll get around 550. In an infantry battalion, that can get up around 650.
And a number of battalions make a...
division.
A division.
First, there are three battalions that make up a brigade. Nine battalions make up a division.
So there are brigades within a division.
That is correct. Brigade controls three of its battalions.
So rising in size, battalion, brigade, division.
Correct.
And how many divisions make a...
Corps.
Corps.
In this case, the 5th Corps, normally by the United States Army doctrine, consists of three like divisions. Two usually are employed in the attack echelon. One follows in reserve and is available to provide flexibility to the attacking component.
What we're watching when the Army is involved here is the 5th Corps with a Roman V. Corps have Roman numerals. All of those corps comprise what?
In this case, this corps is a part of Central Command, which is the joint area of responsibility commander under General Franks that exercises command and control of all forces, regardless of armed service, inside that area of responsibility. That is General Franks who is responsible.
So getting larger, we've gone from battalion to brigade to division to corps to command.
Right.
Let's go down smaller than a battalion. Now, what would we find?
Okay. Inside a battalion, you will have three rifle companies. Each one of these companies consists of three fighting platoons, which is the base killing element of our Army.
So, going all the way up, platoons, companies, battalions.
Correct.
Brigades.
Correct.
Divisions.
Correct.
Corps.
Correct.
Commands.
Central Command. Correct.
General Rehm, thank you very much for
talking
to
me. You are welcome.